Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's Rattle Snake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Yeah, baby boys, it's your boy Louis J. Gomez, Real Ass Podcast, another incredible episode ready for your kickholes. Wake the fuck up. Wake up. Greatest morning show in the history of the world. I am the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. I am the Real Ass Dude, the original Real Ass Dude, the artist formerly known as the Howard Stern of MMA Radio, Chichi Benson himself, Louis J. Gomez. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico. What's up, kid?
How you doing, brother?
Yeah, yay.
You ever get sick of the nicknames?
Do you?
No, he keeps adding.
Do you? You fucking cunt. Because that's your new nickname, faggot
sag
cunt.
Sag Daddy to God.
Yeah, Sag Daddy to God. You got all these fucking nicknames, dude.
A lot of AKAs.
I do have AKAs, but I don't. I'm not personally. You know, not that.
You think other people
sneaky
are
sneaky raccoon?
Mm.
Fucking gay bitch.
Yeah.
Gay bitch, Brendan Sagalow.
Gay bitch. That's a new one.
Yeah,
no, but it's like you got to say it a lot. You know what I mean?
I'm the first
so
one.
Much.
I'm the guy. I'm the original. But everyone's comfortable now doing things like this. Nobody was doing names a decade ago.
Yeah, not earthquake.
Yeah,
not
definitely hamburger.
Hamburger.
Yeah, no, nobody. One.
What's up, everybody? This is Louis J. Gomez, the hamburger.
That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about fucking nicknames, having a persona. I'm the first person that put the pro wrestling back in comedy. I'm the one, but people were not doing this a decade ago. I'm telling you right now, dude.
Mick Foley was doing stand-up 10 years ago.
Why are you just being a naysayer, dude? Why are you being a naysayer, dude?
What are you, a horse?
What are you fucking...
I did not mind it.
You're being a naysayer. And I say fuck the naysayers because they don't mean
you're
a
right.
thing.
That's
you're
true.
Because this is what style we bring.
You have absolutely.
Many moons since I saw you. Many moons since first we did the do. Many moons since first I saw you. Many moons since first we did the do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
I would argue, I'm going to say in this within this podcast, there's going to be a lot of naysaying from you.
Why are you naysaying me today?
No, not me.
You're all naysaying me today.
But I think you're saying, why are you being a naysayer? Guaranteed you're going to be a naysayer.
I'm not
going
to be a naysayer, dude.
You're
I'm very positive. Dude. Are you out of your fucking mind, dude? I'm so positive. I don't neg my friends, dude. I pick my friends up, and I treat you guys like
you're
kings.
True. That's true.
I think you bring us here to belittle us.
That's not true.
Zach, do you feel
power?
Like that? No, we do a little ball. We do
a little ball. Gather around while I feel better about myself.
That's not true. We ball bust each other. We fucking come at each other a little bit. Yeah. But I don't naysay.
No.
I'm saying something that's very yay.
You just say.
I'm yay saying. You're nay saying. That's what's happening right now before our very eyes.
I yay say.
Hey. Dude, this fucking stinks. We need to kill ourselves.
Are we recording?
Can this be the last podcast we all do? Just pull out a gun, please. This is crazy. No, you're naysaying me when I'm saying something that's very. I don't even remember what I was originally saying that you naysayed.
You were saying your nicknames.
First guy with nicknames.
Oh, yeah.
First guy.
Then I said, I brought pro wrestling into. You know, obviously, yes, there's been pro wrestlers that have done comedy. That's not what I'm saying, obviously. I'm not saying Earthquake. That's his name. I don't go by.
That's his government name.
It's not a nickname. It's his name that he goes by. That's his stage name. That's his title.
Yeah.
It's not like I go by the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake. That is one of my. It's not even an alias.
Do you get introduced as that, like on stage?
If the host of the show ends up being like a fan of what we do,
yeah,
they will do that.
Yeah.
I don't ask to be, though. Uh-huh. I should, though.
He can barely get the J.
Yeah,
you think he's gonna get a nickname?
Yeah, dude, the last guy that fucking introduced me in fucking Nashville didn't do the J. The first show, I was like, "Are you out of your fucking mind, dude?" Like, it's one thing.
He just goes Louis Gomez, like you're just any other Puerto Rican.
It is fun to say Louis Gomez.
It's fun to say gay bitch.
what when you're fucking a guy?
You almost fucking die.
Nice.
Yes,
you
dude,
took a deep
yes.
breath and yeah. then got there.
Yeah, like, I went, dude, like, here it comes.
Like he was deep, like he was about to deep dive.
Like you're fucking a guy.
Wow, dude.
There were like 40 people that watched that and were like, I can do comedy. Like, I 100% can do this if you can just take a deep breath.
Yeah.
That is our biggest crime as a show, the amount of people we inspire to try comedy. Yeah.
The little Cloverfield monsters.
You let's do our plugs. Plug a Rooskies. Let's get this out here. We're all doing fun shit. We're all doing great stuff. Mike Ken, what are you doing?
I'm looking up my dates. Brendan, what are you
Brendan, got? What are you doing?
BrendanSagalow.com for all my dates. You can also follow me on Instagram and Twitter and Twitch. I play a lot of horror movies, horror games and stuff on that. It's really fun because I get scared very easily. Twitch.tv/sags2riches.
And Montreal's newest face.
Oh, I'm a new face.
Oh, you're a new face? Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
I got my face is new.
Hell yeah, dude. Good for you, dude.
Very weathered new face.
It's crazy. Yeah, I thought you would have 4 or 5 years ago have done new faces already. Yeah. It's pretty amazing that you're just now getting new faces. That's
yeah, wise, just dude. 6 years old. Just now for laughs.
That's
And speaking of Canada, I will be at the Royal Comedy Theater August 12th and 13th with Katie Boyle. Then the boys, me, Cannon, and Feeney, are at the Vulcan Gas Company September 9th and September 10th.
That's gonna
and
be
then
fun.
October 6th, I'm at Chicago Zanies. So please come out.
Sick.
Sweet.
Sick.
MikeCannonComedy.com for dates. August 12th through the 13th, I'm in Boston, Massachusetts at Laugh Boston. August 20th, I'm at Soul Joel's Comedy Dome. It seats a rough 3 million, so please come out to that. Pottstown, Pennsylvania. August 25th through the 27th, Batavia, Illinois at the Comedy Vault. And then September 8th, doing Dallas, Texas, Hyenas Comedy Club, the 9th and the 10th with the boys in Austin at Vulcan Gas Company. Then the 11th, Fort Worth, Texas, Hyenas Comedy Club. Philly, Levittown, Las Vegas for Skankfest. I got a ton of shit coming up, more dates coming in. The special, White Privilege Homeless on YouTube, and my new special, August 17th, Mike Cannon's Huge Mistake, my Edibles Crowdwork special, is also coming out on YouTube. And listen to the pod. Here's the scenario.
Hell
sick.
Yeah.
Sick. Zach, make up.
August 27th, Rochester, me and Chris Faga co-headlining, come out.
A lot of live stuff coming up, guys. Me and Aaron Berg back at it. The Offend Everyone Tour. August 11th, West Palm Beach Improv. August 12th, Tallahassee, Florida. August 13th, Jacksonville, Florida. We'll be at the end of the month at Hilarities in Cleveland, Ohio. First time ever, I'll be going out to Colorado Springs and Denver September 8th and 7th. September 7th and 8th, Colorado Springs and Denver. September 13th, Funny Bone, Syracuse. The 14th, Albany. Philly's coming up. Lots of stuff coming up. We're adding a bunch more dates that aren't up there yet. The tickets aren't on sale yet, guys. lewisofskanks.com is the website. We're going all over the fucking place, guys. Support that tour. It is the funniest fucking show you're going to see. Please, I promise you, this summer, if you want to see a funny, hilarious, dirty comedy show, come and see me in Aaron Berg. It's fucking crazy. It's been incredible. So, also, I will be obviously giving away Skankfest tickets every Monday here on the show.
Ooh,
up until Skankfest. So keep on tuning in here to the Real Ass Podcast. And subscribe to Gas Digital. GasDigitalNetwork.com. That is the website where you have all of the premium content. Gas Digital subscribers get early access to all the episodes. You get access to the on-demand library. Thousands of hours of content that you can't get anywhere else. All ad-free, uncensored, in one place. Plus access to the Racist Live Chat. Holy shit. Use that promo code RAP. Get a 7-day free trial.
Can we do the beer pong tournament again?
Yeah.
In Vegas?
Yeah. Yeah. We got a piece of mail here. What is
IGP
this? What
Memorial
is this
beer pong?
Mail.
Yeah. Plus Brendan?
Plus Brendan, who I lose every time. I'm the first person to lose every time.
Why are you bad?
I don't know.
Let's see. Oh, this dude, I love this guy. This guy, Eric, always brings me stuff. He gave me a knife that Ari stole from me recently. Summer of Lewis, let's go, doggy. It was great to see you in San Diego. Sorry that...
You're reading a crime that you committed. I'm sorry that you raped that girl. She's
I promise to not tell anybody. It's going to be our secret between me and you, buddy.
Glad you could use my knife.
Here's a Polaroid of her tied up in my house right now.
P.S. Don't read this live.
Sorry that guy tried to fight you at the show. Bitches be tripping. I wrote this book a few years ago with the goal to help others through sharing my story. I hope you enjoy it.
What fight? The fight Lewis is just about to get in for throwing this.
The power to change, creating the life you want.
No, I'm kidding. I will read this. This is great. I'm going to read it.
Why is it so thin?
I'm gonna bring it into the steam room, and it's going to turn into mush in my hands, but I'm going to get one read. You're going to get two, three pages into this book.
You'll finish it in 5 minutes. This book is made out of, like, newspaper paper.
No.
It's going to last 1.5 seconds in the steam room.
How many pages is it?
I hope you enjoy it.
What's your limit?
I don't know. Thanks for what you do for comedy.
Oh, there's a workbook and notes in the back.
Thanks for all you do for comedy and us skanks. See you in Vegas. Let me see the book.
Less than 100 pages. You could get
it. It's less than 100 pages?
Yeah, I could do that. That could change my entire life.
Eric Gilman, creating the life you want through choices. It is choices. I like they're healthy choices.
He's also a barber?
No, he's not.
Let me see.
I don't know. He's got a business card with scissors.
Oh, it's Cutco, dude.
Oh, he's a serial killer.
So he also gave me a knife.
He's Dexter.
I think. Let's see. Stop it, guys. Stop being assholes.
I'm not being assholes.
Whoa. It's got the Legion of Stanks logo. Awesome. The Puerto Rican rattlesnake Summer of Lewis.
Wow.
Fucking knife. Fucking, that shit is fucking. Give me your hand. Come here, dude. No, this is sharp as shit, dude.
I'm cool.
Dude, it's really sharp. Dude, cutcoat knives are crazy.
You should do a five finger thing.
Look at this.
Cutting him in half.
I'm cutting his head off.
This is awesome. You know it's going to be the best day of your life.
That was fucking impressive.
It's a cool fucking knife right there.
Wow, that's awesome.
I'm going to cut his book right in half, dude.
Yeah, try it on the book.
Can I cut his
book? Wait.
I'm going to slide and slice my
fingers exactly.
Directly off my body.
That would have
been
awesome.
And Natalie, you fucking bitch, I see it on your face. You would love it. You would love it if I hurt myself in a permanent way.
I was thinking about the other day when we heard about the guy getting his finger bit off by the shark. I think that would be comparable in humor.
Okay.
Would you be able to show that on YouTube if you just went and it just spurted like a hose?
Probably not, right? I would think they would. YouTube doesn't allow like gore like that.
Yeah. But accidental?
Yeah, I think you could get away with it because it wouldn't be like perfect unless took the camera and like
blood.
Went right
do they have
here.
Like blood like that on YouTube? Like real blood?
That's a great question.
No, but they have like people getting hit by cars.
I want to see.
I don't know if they do. That was the YouTube of yore, man.
Yeah,
that was the good shit. When
I
just like, watch 3 hours
idea
of car
cutting.
I was thinking about that.
The Puerto Rican version of reading.
Back in the day, dude, like Twitter really was like you could just say whatever. You can't even harass. Like, I can't even tell somebody to go fuck themselves now on Instagram.
Yeah, but they can tell us to go fuck ourselves plenty.
Say it like you were going to say it because that's the best. I can't even harass people on Twitter
anymore. Well, though, you're not. Like, the way they've set it up, though, like, you can't really say anything mean or provocative or, like, they've really filtered it in a way. Twitter's a little bit more easygoing than Instagram.
Instagram.
But Instagram,
crazy.
I don't know, but I think that's why they won't verify me is the amount of times that I've gotten a warning saying that my account's going to be suspended.
Mm.
Like I get that warning like because it's even like things like this. It's not even like I got one the other day. I did an AMA. I was on a flight and somebody was like, "Oh, dude, come grapple with me in Florida or whatever." And I just responded to him. I was like, "I'll choke you out, doggy." Just joking, being like, "We're gonna grapple. Like, what you do?" And they flagged it as a threat of violence. And
they do that in your DMs.
No, it wasn't DM. It was like me responding in my story. But I think somebody probably had to report it.
Definitely
right?
report it.
So this people are fucking cunts, right?
You just have people looking at you.
Yeah, they're being fucking assholes. So, but if somebody, I'll be just being a dickhead. I'm not even mad. Somebody will put a comment in my, they'll be like, just ball busting or whatever. And they'll be like, "Oh, fuck you, fuck your mother," or something like that. Just something dumb responding just to write anything back.
Yeah.
And then it'll get flagged as like harassment or like, bullying.
Your account is about to be not monetized, you fucking idiot.
Well, I don't have my account monetized, but they tell me
I've gotten that taken away like 15 times.
They threaten to take away, they threaten to actually delete my account altogether. Probably once a month I get a thing saying,
once a month is crazy.
You're under, but it's as benign as telling somebody to go fuck themselves.
Because
I think I have people that are just cunts in my comments and they think it's funny to report shit.
Sure.
But it's a legit thing. So I don't even really engage that much on Instagram because I'm like, I can't even sarcastically tell somebody to go fuck themselves.
Is there anything more frustrating in the entire world than like the internet becoming TV?
Yeah,
that's what's happening.
It sucks, man.
Yeah. It used to be the Wild West, and now it's fucking NBC.
Well, it used to be where you went to get away from what was on TV,
yeah.
and now it's every bit the same.
Yeah, and I refuse to like report and block people. I'm just not, I have too much pride to fucking do that.
I go in and out of reporting and blocking, and not reporting, but at least blocking.
I like the mute or restricting.
I never mute, never restrict. If somebody legitimately
you're like a glutton for pain. Easy. That's crazy.
No, because I desensitize myself to it, and it doesn't bother me anymore. They're just dumb words in a keyboard.
Yeah.
What if for all intents and purposes, they're fans, whether they hate you or they like you. They're fans. If you hate me and you watch everything I do, I still consider you a fan.
And you know who I am.
Like you're just watching the dude. And that's not me being a fucking cocky dickhead. That just is what it is. And you have to appreciate the fact that, like, this is what I learned from Nicole Arbour and that whole debacle. It's like, clicks are fucking clicks, right? Mm. That shit didn't matter to her. She was like, cool, keep on watching my shit. Hate me. Hate watch it. She deleted all the negative comments. Yeah. Just keep on raking in the clicks. It was it was psychotic and sociopathic, but you also you realize it doesn't really matter. When you watch Game of Thrones, whether you love or hate Queen Cersei, you're watching the show and you're going, I'm watching Queen Cersei. This bitch is fucking wild, right?
Walking naked through the Times Square, getting shit thrown on her. Woo!
Doggy. Smoke That's show. What it feels like every time I go on Twitter.
Shame! Shame!
My followers! You support me and love me!
Who do you guys think is funny? Shame! Shame! Shame!
Yeah, dude. It's
sometimes I'll do this thing where if somebody's shitting on me or whatever and their profile pic or their like profile has a picture of them with their baby, I'll comment your baby's ugly, and then on the next one, fat baby. And I've gotten you know, demonetized for that. No, and it doesn't make me feel good either.
No, because you're
I almost did it yesterday.
This innocent thing into your fucking problem.
Yeah, that's the point. It's like being in road rage. You say shit and you do shit that you're like, I don't believe what I'm saying and doing, but I'm doing it to be the worst person.
What are we going for with that? Like, because I've done it. I catch myself once in a while go down a path where I'm like going at somebody.
Yeah.
Like some regular person.
Because you had a bad day.
Whatever it is. But what are you even searching for in that moment, though? You know,
to hurt somebody. That's it. Just to make somebody feel like you feel.
And sometimes it feels
I don't
good.
Believe that you can hurt them.
I don't either.
So it's
pointless.
My assumption is anybody who's fucking with me on the internet, my assumption is that they're a troll. Very often they're not, right? And if you dug deep, I could start, you know. What do you do to a troll? Like, in my opinion, like, if you react to a troll,
they won.
They're winning, and they go, cool, this is hilarious. You block this account, and then they sign it to another account and be like, hey, faggot, I'm still here.
You can block all their accounts. Like, you could block the account and then any account that
you block their IP address.
Oh, yeah. You can. Oh.
Have you ever tried?
This is how long it's been since I've blocked somebody that I don't even know that you can do that.
DiStefano has the best outlook on this. He just assumes everything is a Russian bot. Yeah. He's like, I will not humanize that.
Yeah. Have you ever tried to, like, sometimes I'll be in a mood where I'll go, let me fight this with love. And I'll like send them a message and I'll be like, hey, man, are you okay? Because it seems like... And they're like, fuck you. I'm taking it.
More shots.
One time this guy, like, he was like, not a fan. I fucking... So not funny, blah, blah, blah. And then I went to his profile and he like makes music and he had a Spotify. And I went and I just DM'd him. I went, hey, man, I just checked out some of your songs. Some of them are pretty good. I like some of them. And he was like, thanks, man. He didn't even realize it was me. He was like, thanks, man. Maybe you could... Blah, blah, blah. He like treated it like a fan was...
This is like that account women posting L's. Yeah. Like, where do you come off as cool in this story?
I was waiting for the turn, too.
Dude, he was like, dude, you fucking suck. You're not funny.
We're comedians. Like, we're not supposed to be cool.
I checked
out. What are you talking about?
And I responded. I was like, dude, you're really good, dude. Actually, he was like, cool, dude, thanks.
I'm trying to embarrass myself for
the whole story.
Yeah, there you go.
And he never apologized.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm well, a fan. Anyway, I follow him now, dude. I follow his Patreon.
I'm sending him Christmas cards every month.
You know, that's not appropriate 11 months out of the year.
All right, real quick, let's take a moment and thank YoDelta.com for supporting today's show. If you guys are over the age of 21 years old and you guys like to get high, and I know you do, you should check out YoDelta's Delta 8 products. They have gummies and vapes, and they get you really stoned.
And you guys know what Delta 8 is. It's something found in hemp. It could be legally shipped, and most importantly, It gets you high. We tried vapes. We tried gummies. They work. I will tell you from personal experience, Delta 8 does work and should be taken responsibly.
Unquestionably, dude. They really do take care of us. And we're going to take care of you as well. If you guys want to have Delta 8 shipped right to your door from YoDelta.com, legally, responsibly, and fast, just go to YoDelta.com. Use the promo code GAS when you check out. You're going to save 25% off your entire order. Once again, that's YoDelta.com. Use that promo code GAS. Save 25%. And yeah, that's that. All right, where were we? Let's see. Let's go to... Let's play Twitter Noit. Can I play some Twitter Noit? Twit or Noit. Bam! Twitter Noit. Your favorite game show. We figure out if this chick is Twit or Noit. Demi Lovato posts pic in a tight bikini. Demi Lovato used to be Twit as fuck, dude.
Are we talking she got, body or actual clan?
Then she got Noit for a while.
Yeah.
I don't know if she told
her
thought
she was like a lizard person.
Yeah, dude,
or
she got a very strange and fat, and she got it shaved her
short
head.
Haircut.
She was like,
yeah,
aliens she would hate
she
that.
Got
we're
the
racist.
Full Lloyd Christmas haircut.
Yeah,
it was not good. It was Noit, but I say she has the ability to be Toit. There's Toitness in her. So right now, new bikini photo. This appears on the internet. What is this? Let's see.
Oh, I thought it was going to be better. Which
that's
one's
it?
Her? She's the one in the taking the picture.
She's the one in the.
That's it.
Borderline
that can't
one
be
piece.
The. That can't be the.
It would be so great if there was just like a pile of heroin.
It just looks like sensor bars covering her tits.
Is this the? This is not the. This is the. This would not
I
be
could
the.
See myself.
It's not even an image. It's not a tight bikini. That's not it.
I think she's tight.
Stuns in.
Look at that
she
picture.
Stuns in a bikini by the pool.
I mean, oh, she does heroin or has done heroin.
I can't
so
see
I
anything.
She stuns in bikini from 40 feet away from camera.
Can we please see a better photo?
Whoever
sure.
wrote this article has got to be like 80 years old.
I mean, she's kind of toy. I'll give it to her.
She'd be perfect for my grandson. Demi Lovato looking perfect for my grandson. In
she's
this photo.
it's, all right, fine. I'll say it's indecisive. Too far away. I can't really see the photo. I mean, she looks pretty toy lately.
To be determined.
Yeah, she looks cute.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah.
So wait.
Yeah.
Take sure.
Off far
all right. So this other one: a woman sells a photo of her baby bump on OnlyFans and says she'll be the says she's the best mom. She sells photos of her baby bump. Let's see. Do we have the photos?
Just the baby bump.
And says she'll be what?
I say Twit all day.
I need to see another photo.
In these photos, she said that she would just be the best mum.
She would be the best
mum. She'd be the best mum.
Yeah, she's dude, I like a pregnant chick. I'll tell you right now. Am I the only one?
Pregnant and English?
Could you fuck a pregnant chick?
Oh, he's scraping onto my
I mean,
cookies.
To say could I is like, yes, I could pretty much do anything.
Hot.
But yeah, she looks like she'd be attractive. But the general... idea of having sex with pregnant women is tough. I didn't enjoy it all that much.
Really?
Yeah, it was fine.
Oh, even you're like,
yeah, because what are you leaning
on? I mean, it's not even that. It just was weird, and I have a bit about it, so I'm not trying to recite the bit, but it's truly weird to feel like a person jamming out of your wife's midsection as you're pumping away at
her.
Her
stomach looked like the wall in the Freddy Krueger movie.
Yeah, dude. It's just Luke Skywalker just... pressed against her fucking stomach.
Yeah, no, I think it's fucking. I don't know, dude. Once my son's mother got pregnant, and it became a little bit of a fetish of mine afterwards. Like, I'll jerk off the pregnant porn.
What is it that's like? Does
I mean,
it, does it feel
loads,
like a big boob?
Dumping a big batch with no worry in the entire world. That is peace of mind that you can't buy.
You have worry after you dump a batch?
Yeah,
I'm.
It's
make her
already.
Go on,
I worry
make her,
that.
Go on all fours and I make her push it out in front of me.
On your face?
Yeah. No.
All right, now queef it on my face.
On the mattress.
Mm.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's effective, though.
Come on, dude. You don't know shit.
You're right.
Yeah.
I don't find it.
Never jerked up to prego porn?
No.
Zachy?
Nope.
Buckle? I don't like that there's a little baby there.
There's not a little baby there.
There's a little baby.
Oh, God, calm.
Well, now
calm
we're
down,
look
conservative.
At Mr.
Fucking.
Roe v. Wade.
Conservative. I don't like that.
Move to Texas.
That thing's got fingernails, doesn't it? That thing's got a beating heart. And I don't like
that thing. Already is applying for a gun license.
It doesn't. I don't think it has a soul till its first birthday.
Oh yeah, I did.
I think you should be able to. I think you should be able to abort a baby at 11 months old. Just fucking throw it into a river.
Yeah, you just pull it out by its toes and chuck it out.
It's like returning anything.
Yeah.
So no pregnant porn for you? None of you guys? Am I crazy?
I do like the idea that she's got big old titties.
Well, usually the nipples get all fucking wild and wacky.
Really?
They look like shoot up or something? Fingers.
Yeah. It's fucking. <yeah. laughs> Dude, they don't tell. I talk about this in my act. They just don't tell a woman what happens to their body. It's a lot. It's not. Nobody's warning these bitches about how fucked up their bodies get.
Yeah, they're like, you're glowing.
Here's the thing. I disagree. I think these bitches aren't fucking listening. Because my wife, within like 6 months of my son being born, she's like, this is like so hard. I had no idea. And I'm like, you had no idea?
Yeah.
That having a baby was going to be difficult and time-consuming and exhausting. I was like, who didn't
but
tell
they don't
you?
Realize that they don't realize that their pussies get destroyed. They don't realize that their nipples are on their breasts get all fucking like hangy and fucking.
Can we look at a vagina that's been through a pregnancy? Because you guys, you know, that's the thing. Their vaginas get destroyed. I would like to see it.
What do you mean, one that's been through? Like any woman, any porn that we've ever seen that has a kid. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is most of them. Yeah. That's why they're doing it.
That's right. Anybody with a little scar right here.
C-section scar. Yeah.
I guess then their vagina didn't.
Yeah, then their vagina's fine.
The process.
Look, dude, I fucked plenty of chicks with kids. It's fine, okay? Yeah. But it's just, you know, it's not as tight.
You fucked them and their with their kids?
I have fucked, I've had sex with a pregnant woman, yeah.
Me too.
Not my son's mother.
Who pregnant with
it?
Another.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Stripper?
How was that?
Hot.
Did you feel like you were trespassing? Yeah.
Now, when you're having sex with a pregnant person, do you feel the baby whooshing around and swishing?
Do you know nothing about how babies work?
Retarded. It is unbelievable. Stamp you on
the
forehead.
Do you feel the baby
with
like
extra number 21?
Can't wait to get out of here. Smoke some cigars.
How much room do you think the baby has in there where it's whooshing and swishing?
Constantly.
I don't know. Any girl that I got pregnant, I don't talk to anymore.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude. Fuck yeah.
You're the
fuck
man. Yeah, I'm the man, dude.
Never has somebody been less of the man in one moment on earth.
Yeah, I got a blowjob by a pregnant chick really young, and then I had a pregnant chick.
Oh, no, that baby ate that cum.
Yeah.
Oh, whoa.
Do you think that's what happens? No.
Oh, wait, that's wild like, to think.
Oh, yeah,
like chicken.
Swallow. Oh, yeah,
doesn't
yeah.
That baby ate your cum.
Whoa. Technically, I believe that's true.
Oh, dude, I swear to God, I could have used that to cum faster if I was thinking about that.
Do you feel like by having sex with that pregnant woman, you gave that kid their first game of catch?
No.
What is sexy about having sex with a pregnant woman?
I don't know, dude.
Does she walk in like,
what's sexy about feet? I don't know, dude. I
get why
feet
are sexy.
If a girl has small feet, I'll put her fucking foot in my mouth. I don't. There's nothing technically hot about it.
I get why hands are sexy, too.
There's no reason. There's no rhyme or reason for any of it, dude. Like, I understand why a pussy is hot and breasts are hot.
Yeah.
And hips are hot, right? But then you start getting into anything outside of the normal.
Left nostril?
Yeah, I mean, you start
I'm a
getting
a big ab guy, like stomach guy.
Ab.
Yeah, the woman's body is just hot in general, right? Yeah. But, like, when you start getting into, like, fetishy type things, like, what would you say is your biggest, like, fetish?
Asshole. Yeah.
That's not a fetish.
I guess not, but I've been eating ass before it was popular, like high school ass eating.
Yeah, of course.
So I've always just really enjoyed it.
Of course. But that's not even
but I don't
fetish,
really
I
like
say.
Nothing really. I'm pretty square when it comes to, you know, I have sex, but it's not like I'm pissing on my wife.
Pretty vanilla. Yeah. I'm pretty vanilla myself.
I could if a girl was into getting pissed on, I could piss on a girl.
I could.
I wouldn't want to ruin
I have
we'd
in
have
the
to
shower.
Go outside. Yeah. Or go into the
it's
shower,
gonna be at
I guess.
Her house.
Yeah.
I feel like the only way to like truly do that, like if you're getting like real fucking grimy and dirty with a chick, you have to piss in her mouth. Like there's no pissing on a stomach is just like I can do this
up.
Outside.
Pissing in her mouth
and
she like lets it fucking water fill up and fucking
what are the CIA secrets?
You just throw pennies in her mouth as you're doing it, just wishes.
Oh, she looks like Stone Cold Steve Austin.
You know what I don't like? This happened recently. I got a blowjob where a girl, she makes the throating sounds.
Oh, that's nice.
But it was like, I don't like it.
You didn't like the performance?
Over actor.
I hate it.
That actually I have gotten insecure on something like that, which is like, you know, just a porn act out of something. And I've just been like,
It's not even that. No, she was genuinely gagging herself with my cock, but she was like, she's making a sound like she's going to throw up. And I'm like, that's not hot. Like, the fact that you're about to throw up on me, though. Yeah, she's going.
What if she did throw up?
She's like, she's heaving, dude.
Yeah. Take it easy.
But also, it's like she didn't even get there. Like, I can see if she, like, it got so hot that she eventually got there in the blowjob. Yeah, it's like she went. She
that's
went,
how she started.
No, yeah, she just, like, kissed me. She was like.
Imagine.
That's not for you, I would say. Have you ever felt hot, mealy vomit all over your dick?
That I'm going
to argue. So gross.
That's not for you. I think they
I don't
like
know what
putting,
the fuck that is for, dude.
Putting
it's
in
crazy,
the back
dude.
Of their throat.
It's
I think they like that
like
feeling.
Feeling close to death.
Yeah, like gagging on a fucking
like,
dick.
Oh, my
like
God. Dude,
ladies, who do you like that if a girl does that?
I no.
Well, they can't with you. That's hilarious.
They'd have to swallow their balls and a foot.
His stomach pushes their forehead back, and they can still get to the face.
She's got her fucking feet on the back wall.
Yeah, of course. Well, if they're doing it for me, I know they're lying. I pick her head up. I go, sweetheart, less is more. Okay.
Feet on the back wall.
I can get as much down my throat. I'll gag, I'll tell you.
You dirty bitch, I'm hitting molars.
I'm not into the throating sound. The I'm about to vomit all over your
controlled throating. I'm into like a
what
little touch, a touch of throat.
I think a touch, but yeah. It's got to be a touch. It's got to be like. Oh, whoops, went too deep. It's got to feel like that was an accident, not like just I'm just trying to shove my fingers down my throat to vomit everywhere.
But I wonder if they get confused because that's like the majority of porn.
No, it's not the majority of porn, dude.
It's a lot.
Good blowjob in porn, she's not like, I don't like the whole face fuck. Like, what do they call it? What are
facial abuse.
Yeah. All right, Zach. I do not like facial abuse. But I bet, you know what's funny? I bet you more women like facial abuse than you think. Like, not to be done by them, but to watch it and then masturbate too. Now, I bet Natalie's into some facial abuse.
Nah, I can't say I do.
Not at all.
Natalie wears her chick like fucking Maverick.
No, Natalie, you sound like there's a cock in the back of your throat at all times. That's how you talk. Like, no,
I don't. No,
I don't.
I don't care for sexual abuse.
Lois, this is harassment.
I'm getting out of here.
I'll be hearing from my attorney.
Her forced half a laugh was my favorite part.
Okay. Left now. We'll see.
I will say this. I think if it's the first blowjob you get from a new girl, and if she's like going crazy on it, I think that's hot. Where you're like, whoa, this is great. She's like spitting everywhere and all that shit.
Yuck.
But if it's like your girl,
control yourself, slob.
Just so excited to be feeding on your cock.
What an awesome!
You fall for the show, dude. Well,
yes, Jesus Christ, dude. Of course.
You're a human being. Get off me. What is this?
Like, control yourself, slob. Such a
wipe
good t-shirt.
Your mouth.
Yeah, dude, there's a fine line between good job and how many times did your dad die?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, if I just went down there, I was like, just fucking making noises and fucking jamming
that is
my
how
finger.
I have to assume you eat pussy.
Well, women, there's so much variation.
Just trying to remember the alphabet in the right order.
It sounds like the Iron Giant.
And what women want, there's so much variation. So it's like, some women want it like fucking crazy hard and fast. And some women want it, you know, when you get your back scratched and like the nails like barely touch your back.
Yeah,
some women
I
need it
that
like,
shit.
Yeah, dude, it's the fucking best.
That's
dude.
The best.
Yeah, but then you also like,
Yeah. If she's fucking doing that on my dick while that looking like
barely touching your back.
You're like getting a blowjob at a waterfall? Are you kidding?
Oh my God.
Too much stimulus.
Heart attack on the
side.
Fuck, dude.
Shagalog had new faces and flew too close to the sun.
That's Sagalo's ultimate day. It's your girlfriend blowing you while one of her hot friends is lightly scratching your back, dude.
That'd be fucking
sloppy
awesome.
Blowjob. And then that weird metal thing on your head.
there's a dude for some reason doing that thing.
Is that the
thing that?
Oh, that's awesome! Yeah, dude. Yes.
Yeah, that little.
No, I have a guy like actually giving me a shoulder massage would be fucking sweet.
Right, dude.
I ruin it. Sorry,
you did ruin it a little bit.
Fuck. Hey, what are you gonna do? You know,
stimulation.
Riff's got to end somewhere. Yeah. You know?
Why not just drive the nose of the plane right into the dirt?
let's go to this. This is a nice, funny little segment that we haven't done in a minute. We're very dumb. Very often, we don't know. We're not very good with vocabulary.
Okay? Yeah.
This is a regular occurrence on the show.
As
that's okay.
By that last sentence.
That's okay, dude. I don't think about anything I'm going to say before I say it, dude. I just fire out words, dude.
Me too, buddy.
And then I end up here sometimes.
I have an idea for the first half of the sentence.
Just so you know.
Dealer's choice.
I own this table.
That's right.
How did I end up here? I don't know. Okay. See this thing? I own this.
You too can one day own a table.
There's no deviation with those between thoughts and words. I call them thwards. We're listening to Lewis's ideas in real time.
Everything. That's the name of your next hour.
Thwards. Everything you see before you was created with these thwards. So
think about what you could have if you had more thought than words.
Well, because people say, you know, I was talking to Dave Smith about smoking weed the other day because he's not an anti-weed guy now, but like he doesn't smoke weed. He once in a while he'll hit a joint or something, but he's not like he used to be, right?
Yeah.
And like unquestionably, if I didn't smoke as much weed as I did, I would unquestionably be substantially further along than I am right now. But I don't know how happy I'd be. Yeah. So it's a balance of like, you know, do I want to walk around sort of like as a curmudgeon or do I want to get a little bit stoned and fucking relax and not freak out? I still work extremely hard, you know, I just fucking
not freak out.
And I just don't freak out as much.
I notice that if I don't smoke weed for a couple of days, I get very cunty.
Yeah, it's an addiction for you.
Yeah.
it's time to play Guess What Words Mean.
Yeah. Words. Read.
Hell yeah. Guess what words?
That's a long one.
I like it.
I could have fucking. Take a piss break.
I do a lot of shows.
This show is leveling up, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a big show. It's a really big show, the Realist Podcast.
Yeah.
So you guys know. I know people see
our runtime at all.
Our YouTube numbers. People are like, oh, it's not that big of a show. We have substantially more listeners than YouTube viewers. Our fan base is fucking old. We've been doing the show for a decade. I don't understand. Who's not you? I'm saying others. Others.
Usually it's like half and half, right? Something like that.
That's some shows. Yeah. Not mine. We get like I'd say 80%. It's just listeners.
Yeah.
But go watch the YouTube. Go subscribe to my YouTube. Lewis J. Gomez Comedy on YouTube. Subscribe there. What are the words? Give me a word.
All right. So the first word is
the
bum fiddler.
A bum fiddler.
I think I do know what this word means. To bum fiddle with something is to like mess around with it a little bit until try to fix it.
Tinker?
Tinker. Yeah, to Chris Tinker with it, or what's that other word when it's like you're trying to figure something out online?
You don't understand what the game is. Bum fiddler. One who touches bums while they sleep.
Are we guessing words?
We guess what words mean. It's not a contest to say the real meaning.
We have to be funny?
Fucking dickhead.
I don't know.
Oh, I know bum fiddle.
You have a fucking 10-minute video that says guess what words mean. I play the game and I get yelled at.
You know, I should play the intro again.
Yeah, maybe you didn't get it the first time.
Maybe you don't understand what the game the game was. Can you please play the intro one more time?
The whole thing.
I'm going to take a nap.
Guess what words?
Can I guess what bum fiddler means?
Please.
A homeless violinist.
See?
There you go. That's a funny one.
A bum fiddler.
Okay.
That's good. That's how the game is played.
Hey,
dickhead.
Touching of butts. There you go. That's your thing. I mean, I don't know what other ones.
Now you're playing the game, dude.
Oh, it's to busy your hand.
You fucking asshole. Oh, that's interesting.
I got ready. I was like, let's fucking play this, dude.
My favorite subject, vocabulary. You fucking asshole, dude.
I saw this at the Renaissance Fair. Can you use it in a sentence, please?
I'm going with a homeless Jew.
What is a bum fiddler?
Brendan was pretty close. To bum fiddle means to pollute or spoil something, or but like related.
You're bum fiddling this game right now. Fucking bum fiddle my life.
The definition says in particular to by scribbling or drawing on a document to make it invalid.
Wow. Oh. So you were totally wrong.
Yeah, it wasn't close to what it was
at all, but thank you.
To bum fiddle something is to like you're like. That's such a specific thing.
Yeah, to make it invalid by doodling.
Invalidate a document by doodling.
Somebody did that and was like, we need a word for this.
That just makes me think I'm going to draw swastikas on my eventual divorce.
You bum-fiddled our marriage document with swastikas.
That means somebody like drew like the middle school S symbol on the Constitution. And we're like, we gotta make a word for this.
We've been bum fiddled yet again. All right, let's go with another one.
The next one is gooch valve.
Oh.
Gooch valve.
Oh, okay. Well, this is a vagina with a fucking sink on it. Oh, we all laugh. Oh.
I mean, that would have been a good guess, dude.
Yeah, no, that's...
What a great game.
I want to hit you with a love pipe.
That's the thing I asked my wife to press on with two fingers so I come harder.
What is it called?
The gooch valve. Up. You know the pressure thing I like.
It's like the trumpet spit valve. You just release it and you excrete waste.
I think the gooch valve is what you hit when you make a woman queef while you fuck her. As you hit her gooch valve.
It's like the top of an organ in a church.
I'm actually very interested to know what this word means. For when I play a serious game, guys, I will know what this word
means. Stop being such a gooch valve.
I'm bum fiddling this whole thing.
God, what is a gooch valve?
A gooch valve is a valve rod that pivots against a fixed point on a locomotive engine.
Okay. Can we get another one, maybe?
Sure.
He's not very sexual.
Dude, Lewis is losing so much enthusiasm for this game because you've sucked
the fun out of it.
It's not fun.
You've
truly bum-fiddled
us. Take your finger off the gooch valve and let us play this game.
Yeah, we were a well-oiled locomotive.
He's like, letting all the steam out of the fucking gooch. Get your finger off the gooch valve, bitch. We're trying to have fun.
There you go.
All right, what's the next word?
Literally crossed his arms. Like,
what's the next word?
Can we have another?
Ball sack chair.
Ball sack chair, yeah, go ahead. You stink.
You stink. This game stinks.
You turned me. Now I'm enjoying how much you stink.
No, this game rules.
This game stinks.
Dude, guess what?
You're out of order.
Guess what words mean rules, dude. It's a good game, dude. You're guessing what words mean. Do you understand this, dude?
What? Next game, what color is that?
We just watch robbery videos?
No, dude, your league's supposed to make fun of the colors.
That's the whole concept of this podcast.
Can you add or subtract?
What the hell's going on?
No, dude, we're doing simple math problems. Yeah. And we're going to figure out it's funny, dude, to make fun of math problems.
Health class.
God, what is the next word?
All right, the next one is peniophobia. That's what I have. Sorry.
God, so fun to be afraid of a penis. Yeah, we all laugh.
You don't forget it. But you're so it's fine, dude. To be afraid of a penis, we all laugh. Ha ha.
Lewis realized he had nothing else. It took the sucks.
This game was so much fun the last time we played it.
15 minutes out of peniophobia.
We're really light on notes, and they said, they're like, don't worry, we have a game. And that'll just fucking take us straight into the fucking end of the show.
How is peniophobia spelled?
Now that's a game.
P-E-N-I.
That's a game.
So penophobia.
Penophobia. P-E-N-I-A phobia.
Pina. Okay.
Pina phobia. You're afraid of
afraid of Bix.
You're afraid of coconut and pineapple juice. You're afraid of it.
It's a stripper's name.
Yeah. All right, I'll play. Do
you like pina coladas?
No, I'm pina phobia.
Wait a minute, this game does rule.
Oh no, we're gonna get called the red. I'm not into yoga.
See, dickheads, oh. Great.
Yeah, there you
this
go.
Is a great big, you fucking dick.
There you it go. Is good.
Yeah, when you have half a brain.
What is pinophobia?
It's fear of poverty.
Wow. I am pinophobic.
Yeah.
I'm a pina then.
Yeah, you're.
I am pina.
I am pina.
Yo soy pina.
Yo soy pina. Oh, okay. Well, then yo soy pina.
Give me another one.
There's more?
There are so many.
You went.
There's so many, dude.
Right.
Lightning round, quick.
I would like to. You know what would make this show good? Is if you could see the word on the screen.
Oh.
Ooh. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Yeah. There you go. A little, you know,
a little visual
little
aid.
Little advice. Okay.
Little, yeah, there you go. You
I, know like, what I don't mind it. I don't mind it.
Make this show good. Oh,
one I'm assuming moment, we're I'll get the next
one. Oh, you're doing it on the next one. Wow, I thought sure. It was going to be for the next time we played the game. She was
I mean, I
done.
Could just open it, yeah.
This came out. The
can you hear us?
No.
Screw it. Put it in and screw it.
Like this?
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Put it in and screw it.
What does that word mean?
Okay, let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's do it. What's the word?
Yeah, what is the word?
I just put it in a Word document.
Ooh.
Dream hole.
Oh.
Okay. That's the hole ecstasy creates in your brain. That's a good one.
Dream hole is the what happens when a woman has a baby and it splits her pussy into her asshole. It creates the ultimate dream hole. It's half pussy, half asshole.
Dream hole, yeah.
Dude, it's a dream hole.
Oh, you just quick, easy access.
Yeah.
Take the elevator to the basement. It's when you fuck a woman in your dreams and you put it in her dream hole.
Dude, it's not our fault that you stink.
Yeah, I think that's the problem with the game. You're... I mean, I'm not bringing much either, but I know that he's worse.
Yeah, you're terrible at it. It's fine, dude.
What is I it? Think it's something that you lose a lot of money on, like a money pit.
Uh-huh.
Is your dream hole.
Your dream
nice.
Hole.
You keep dumping money on this unattainable
so,
thing.
So comedy is
podcastmerch.com. My dream hole.
I have a dream to make t-shirts where the logo washes off immediately. But here's the catch. They take 4 months to get to you.
Dream hole. go ahead. What is the... An opening left in the wall of a steeple tower barn to allow light to enter.
It was a skylight.
Wow.
I see.
I'm going to answer the next one, honestly.
Good. Let's see. One more.
I'm going to try.
Last guess what word.
I've been trying to, like,
it's
know,
the last
be funny.
Guess what word.
What? One sec.
Damn, dude.
Dream hole.
This game sucks.
Well, at least there's
it
a,
is,
an excess
it has created
of space
a real
between.
Dream hole.
At least there's an excess of space between each question.
Asapenic.
It's when you shit blood.
Asapenic. Maybe it's when you're when you have anxiety.
Yeah, when you realize that your business is a failing dream hole, you asapenic. That's where you panic just, out of your asshole. Yeah,
this is Italian anxiety.
Yeah.
Asapenic.
I was just about to say that, so that one's mine as well.
You don't get to call jokes.
I was literally just about to say
I was slower to it, and that sounded so right, so
that's
I'm going to jump in.
Takes me forever to come up with a fucking joke about these goddamn words.
Well, words aren't your strong suit.
You turn into the penguin.
Brendan's more movements and body noises.
Yeah, more faces.
I got
lucky. When you come to see me, you come to have a fun time.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was another edition of Guess What Words Mean. Yay.
Wait, we don't know what ass panic means.
We don't know what it means. I don't want to know, to be honest. The term used by local Powhatan tribe to define a flying squirrel. Wait.
Assapanic
is a motherfucker flying squirrel? What?
I don't think.
I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. All right. Our team is retarded.
Good. Ending. Is this how Family Feud ends every time?
Yeah, Steve Harvey just gives up in the middle of it. Yeah.
So, I don't even want to know what
the words.
Now
y'all didn't tell me ass of panic. Tell me y'all didn't just say ass of panic.
Just like stopping his face.
Let's see. What is this? What is Guess How It Ends? This is a new... Is this so Paco's filling in for Shannon today.
Nice.
And Paco's throwing new segments at us left and right.
Paco's got some sweet
Guess
nips.
How It Ends.
Bo, 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 bo.
Yeah.
So good, Paco. What is this?
So I'm going to play a video out for you guys. I'm going to stop it halfway through. I'm going to give you a multiple choice, and you guys can guess what happens. Or actually, you know what? I'll just leave it open-ended, and you guys can guess what happens.
Okay. Sure. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I seen this one.
I've seen this one.
I've seen this one. Yeah,
this is
I know what happens. This guy.
This ends by all of us telling Paco he picked a video from 2 years ago.
Yeah.
A Ric Flair pro wrestling chop.
Yeah.
He licks his hand. Fucking bang.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this too.
It's so famous, Paco.
It is a classic.
How does this end? He starts playing the Lion King.
How does this end? It's an airplane going toward the Twin Towers. Yes, how this ends?
And then the guy bends over backwards over the table.
Yeah, that was brutal.
Did we guess right?
You did.
Wow.
Let's watch it for fun anyway.
Paco, this should have all been like a joke. You should have been like, of course I'm going to put something that they've all seen. And then it ends with Paco jerking off on the camera. You didn't know. You didn't know. Wow.
Damn.
See, that's a great pause. It. That's a great bit. Can you edit out everything that Brennan just said
and do it?
And just do that with another show, dude. It's so funny.
Should we just react like he did that?
No, not with us. We'll do it with another person. Okay. It'll be hilarious, dude. Right. But guess what? This is, and then it's a, and then we'll make everyone gasp, like, dude. Obviously,
yeah.
And it's you coming, dude.
Yeah.
How funny is that, dude?
You eating your dog.
Yeah, each one is a little bit more over the top. Than the, next one,
the dog's head is on a plate.
One's just Paco choking it to death. Just fucking I Am Legending.
He's fucking,
keep your eyes open.
He's got Alex passed out, dragging her by an arm. Over him. But guess how this ends. Okay. I like all these. These are fun. That's a dark, funny bit. Paco, can you please film that?
Yeah, sure.
Thank you.
Yeah. Killing Alex. That's and right. Your dog.
Whatever it is. Do you have any more things that we can guess how they end? Or that was the only one?
That was the only one.
You understand how these bits work. We're trying to kill time with bits. So if you could always have at least 4 or 5 options.
I was a last minute fill for this, to be fair. Yeah.
Guess how this ends.
Poorly. without jokes.
Yeah, yeah. It teeters out.
Guess how this ends? With Bobby Hutch producing next week.
So apparently there's a chess playing robot out there.
There is.
And he plays chess, and that's pretty cool. It's not a computer game, it's an actual robot that plays chess. He's playing chess with a 7-year-old child. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for Guess How This Ends.
This is also the
it's
most
time for Guess How
This Ends story of the
How do you think? How do you think this ends?
I know how it
ends. Do you know how it ends, Sendin?
I would assume.
Sendin?
Shannon? I would assume.
Sendin Begala?
That the robot wins and the kid cries.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, he was accurate.
You're right, you're dead on.
Does the robot, does the arm accidentally smack the kid? He licks his hand and smacks the kid.
It bends back over.
Yeah.
Let's see. The robot
grabs
the kid's finger.
To, stop him from cheating?
No. It just breaks his finger.
It just breaks his finger.
God.
But what setting is that on the robot?
Yeah.
Why would it snap a pawn in half? Why would that be a part of it?
I think this is more like a Blackfish kind of situation where the robot is sick and tired of performing.
Goddamn tired.
Tired of performing, so he's dragging that kid
down.
Well,
it's an AI.
Is searching for Bobby Blackfisher?
Yes. Yes. That's what this podcast needs.
Blackfisher, Bubba Gump Shrimp Company.
Is that thing run on artificial intelligence?
Yeah, and they said that the kid wasn't supposed to have his turn yet, mm-hmm. so it went to grab a piece.
Yeah.
And his finger was on it, and so it just broke his finger.
Oh, my God.
But why is it gripping it that hard?
It was designed to grip the gooch valve.
And create a dream hole.
And it bum-fiddled its dream hole.
It's pretty good. I like it.
I like it, too.
Gave my ass a panic.
Oh, now I get the game.
The game.
You play it and it sucks, and then you get to make fun of it after.
Yeah, it's like seeing us live.
Genuinely hurt every time. That's not it, Brendan. It's funny.
No, it's a great show. By the way, it's a very, very funny show today. We're 54 minutes in. We're crushing it. We're having a fun time. We're all laughing.
No naysaying.
There's no naysaying except for you.
I'm not naysaying.
Except for you. You're naysaying, dude.
He is the closest to a horse.
What would you rather have? Someone who never naysays or a yes man? I guess that's the same thing. What would you rather have? Wait, cut that out. Let's do it again. What would you rather have? A yes man or someone who tells it like it is? Someone who tells it like it is.
You're not telling it like it is. You're being a naysayer and you're being an asshole.
I'm not naysaying.
We're having a fun show.
I'm saying there are other ways to say yay.
We're having a fun, silly show, and here you are.
This is not. I'm not naysaying, but this is not a yay say. You know what I mean?
It's a truth say.
I'm truth saying.
Yeah, and you're having a hard time swallowing it.
Saggle snake.
We Saggle have a snake. One more guest. Yeah. Guess what happens?
I thought you were going to say we have one more guest and just get Brendan.
We have one more guest. What happens? What is this? Tell me.
So there's a water slide in Florida, and you want to guess what happens to the person that is sliding down with the inflatable tube.
Let's see.
Can we see? Yeah. Yeah.
I'm excited for this one.
Let's see.
All right. So can you guess what happens?
I'm going to guess the man in the tube went down the slide.
Yeah, had a blast.
Yeah. Time of his life, made me jealous. Wore a GoPro, probably
captured pretty, seems like he's having a great time, dude.
Yeah. Didn't choose comedy.
Well, I mean, is the other guy just pushing him down and he works there?
Yeah, that's like the guy that works there and he puts on a little show to...
It's a good show. Also, good exercise for those side outs.
Yeah, he looked great, dude. That guy was fucking shredded, dude.
Looked like Mario Lopez.
Dude, does a hot chick come out and start gagging on his cock?
That would be sick. She sticks her feet on the edge of the slide.
What happens?
Baby ate your cum.
Does he fall off the slide? I can't really imagine.
All right, I'll show you the rest of the video.
Let's see.
Oh!
That's just the top.
It's live.
He did that just now.
Very good bit.
It wasn't even your asshole, Paco. No, it was just the top of your ass, which was weird, dude.
Just
your actual asshole would have been funny.
He's too short.
Were you trying to do your actual asshole?
It looked like.
Oh,
I can see your gooch,
Paco. I can see your gooch valve.
I can see your gooch valve.
The hairs were awful.
Oh, the asshole on that guy.
Looked like there were dead spiders.
That was good. I like the fact that they did produce that.
Can you teach Shannon how to produce?
But can you play the rest of that video?
No, yeah, it's literally just
it goes on the slide.
Can we? I do want to watch that though.
I like it. It's a funny
thing. Yeah. Damn, look at
it's
that.
It's a funny thing.
I would be throwing
that is Cristiano Ronaldo.
Hey, who's next?
Hey.
Hey, who's the next?
Hey, go down to Goochville. Straight down that dream hole right there. It could be anything. Look, you're being bum filled. Go.
All right. It's getting there.
I'm enjoying myself.
Me too. I'm having a good time.
Okay. No, I don't like any of these stories. All right, what's going on with sharks? There's sharks happening?
There is sharks happening, buddy. Yeah, all on Long Island, Jersey Jones Shore. Beach. They're everywhere.
Yeah, yeah.
Rockaways too. I think they pulled people out of the water in the Rockaways.
How big are That's these crazy. Sharks?
There dude. Was a great white on Long Island, or yeah, right, right off the beach.
Yeah, calm down,
dude. They're hammerhead, big ass hammerhead. White,
like, came up on the beach, I would put my dick in its mouth.
No, you wouldn't.
You have to put your dick in its mouth.
First of all, that would be like a giant eating a Vienna finger.
Yeah,
like
of course.
It wouldn't even
matter. That's
an old Russ Meneve joke. I swear to God, it's so abstract and weird. Yeah, he's like, dude, dude, I just remember, they talk about guys from the Jersey Shore. Here you see these guys, he's like, he does an impression of a guy. He's like, if a shark ever came out to me, you know what I do? I put my dick right in his mouth. I'm like, yeah, you're sucking my dick, shark. I swear to God, it was a whole act of bizarre.
I remember that.
Russ Meneve. There's a whole Russ Meneve bit. It was so dumb. He used to do really hilarious. Abstract, fucked up, crazy, like, stupid bits and, like, just... I love Russ. Yeah, Russ is so fucking funny, dude.
Super.
He used to be one of my favorites. But yeah, anyway, you're a hack. Good.
Yeah. So Russ Meneve's joke is what I thought of. So,
go YouTube Russ Meneve.
Yeah.
Right.
Hey,
yeah.
Shout out RussMeneve.com.
Russ Meneve shark joke, is that out there? No,
I think he may have done it on Down and Dirty. Jim Norton's Down and Dirty.
Yeah, maybe.
He ends the joke by going, if anyone else naturally thinks of this, they're a fucking idiot.
Naturally thinks of this. Yeah.
So you're saying it's parallel thinking. You're not saying that you maybe subconsciously lifted this.
He absorbed
that
Russ Meneve joke, dude.
His essence.
I thought you meant a Puerto Rican gang member, so I thought it was just a funny bit.
Great white.
Oh,
I get it.
Sharks.
That's funny.
You really know how to elevate.
Ghislaine Maxwell.
Jizzy.
Gizzy.
Yeah.
Ghislaine Maxwell is transferred to a low-security Florida prison where she'll make 15 to 27 cents an hour cleaning toilets and washing dishes.
Oh, jeez.
What? This is also like a beautiful resort prison, like low-security, like Jordan Belfort playing tennis, having a good time.
I can't wait till they make like a... Yeah, like a series about these two, like a Breaking...
You're gay, if you're a lesbian... I don't see the downside in that type of prison.
No. Is she a lesbian?
No.
No, that's literally like an all-inclusive resort.
Like, you're just you get three meals a day, you're eating pussy, you get to do whatever you want to do. I mean, I know it's not ideal. It's not as good as being free. But that's for me, being in prison, half of what would suck so much about it is not being able to get laid.
Yeah.
Well,
jerking off in prison must be tough, man.
Sucks, dude.
You just got to be quiet. So, like, you got a dude sleeping above you.
Listening to guys being beaten by prison guards.
And, like, yeah, I hope the sound of bone on bone is turning you on.
Bone on bone's what I'm jerking off.
Do you have any pictures of the prison or anything like that?
I mean, it's all, you know, it's all over the internet. It's everywhere, but it is funny. I mean, not even funny. It's just right in your face insane that, like, truly nobody else was involved in this. There will be no further investigation. She's doing 20 years for trafficking children to no one.
It's crazy at the top.
Now she's in this beautiful resort, and it's like the contingency plan is in full effect. Epstein killed himself, and this broad is taking it to the grave and will live 20 years in a not so bad prison. This is like the full plan in effect.
Jesus.
Yeah, nobody cares.
It really makes you believe in, like,
well, that's the thing,
lizard
that nobody,
elite.
Nobody
like,
really,
shape-shifting,
nobody
whatever.
Really cares, which is bizarre, right? That's the thing.
I care.
Well, we don't even care that much. Really, like, no, but like people. Resort. Yeah, it's still a prison. It still sucks.
I don't know. Yeah, but it's like it's worth it. It's worth it for not, like, you know, having to be murdered in the most
Shouldn't
gruesome
this
way
be,
possible.
Like,
I guess?
The biggest thing in the world right now.
Yeah.
And it's just being the biggest thing in the world.
Well, people just care about such stupid things.
Well, the follow-up should be everything. It's weird that there's like, and cool, we got her, folks.
Yeah, where's the
over.
To who? Never mind.
Where's the list of people? Like, I don't really get it. And it just seems to be like nobody in the media cares. Nobody has a conversation. No celebrities seem
it's
to be having a conversation
care.
About it's it.
It's not that they don't care. It's very clearly... I mean, this is a full stifling, right? Like, they're not allowed to report on it. There's something happening where it's just not part of the mainstream narrative.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's nuts.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It is nuts.
All right, look, let's wrap this. This has been a fun show. You guys are hilarious. Obviously, go support Canon, Sagalo, everything that they do.
Come
out. We'll be back next week with another show. Until then, have yourselves a great night. Peace.
That's all, folks.